Here's a surprise for you. You live in the best of ages. Yes, there are no problems in Kali Yuga. According to Sridhar Swami, and this is an interesting perspective, even in the previous ages like Satya Yuga, it was not possible for the living entities to attain perfection like it is now in Kali Yuga. And Jiva Goswami explains that the highly qualified beings in, or humans in Satya Yuga, who could sit for thousands of years in meditation and not feel tired, not eat and so on, could simply not imagine that merely moving the tongue and lips, chanting the holy name, is the complete process, and that the Lord's holy name is the shelter in this universe. However, here in Kali Yuga, where we live now, living conditions are so unbearable. There are so many obnoxious circumstances, environment, pollution, everything. Our bodies are so ridden by physical and mental discomfort. And even simple self-preservation is so troublesome that the conditioned souls intensely cry out the holy name of Krishna, begging for relief from the onslaught of troubles. Thus, these bad circumstances of the age have a great impetus so that we can learn to surrender fully to the holy name of Krishna and put all our hopes and faith in the Lord's holy name. Therefore, Jiva Goswami says, Kali Yuga is the best age, because in this age, more than in Satya Yuga and more than in other ages, the conditioned souls become disgusted with the kingdom of illusion and surrender fully to the Lord's holy name. And then, when they come to this full surrender, they attain a state called Paramang Shantim. Paramang Shantim means the highest peace. This is something to consider. But see, the chanting only moves you, and it only works for you if you can really do it with a sense of devotional feeling, a sense of surrender. Then Krishna will listen to you as you chant and reciprocate in most wonderful ways.